This is Dr. Bill Deagle of NutriMedical Report, hour number 3, on Wednesday the 19th of Wednesday of February 2020. And we are several weeks in now, since the 27th of January 2020, where God designates me that the first day of the apocalypse of the unveiling has started. We are now in the start of the end of the secular age of mankind on earth, and major prophets and apostles like our amazing ancient archaeologist Jonathan Gray, his website beforeus.com, we're going to go to his website right away, is here to tell us the truth about things, because this is the time of the end of the secular age of Luciferic control of mankind, and the beginning of the end, the birth pangs of God delivering his people, which will become the bride of the Most High God as we become the transformed queen of the heavens, of space and time, bringing God's will to the worlds of across the cosmos and the universe. We're going to become a cosmic galactic civilization of good, projecting God's will to the universe. So, Jonathan, we have lots of amazing stuff. Your website is beforeus.com. You mentioned a few weeks ago when you're on that you had a special you were going to allow people to get, I think, 50 books. Is that still stand? I think you're doing it till the end of the month, right?
That is right, yes.
How do they obtain it if they go to your website, beforeus.com? Where do they go?
When they go to the website, beforeus.com, they click on the bottom link, and that should take them to the whole set of books.
Well, bottom link, you mean on the very bottom of the page?
In the pink box at the top left-hand side of the page.
Okay, it's the bottom link, so it says go to ebook shop. So if you have that big block that's a pink block, it says special DVD offer, and it shows order now Dead Man's Secrets, and then just the block below that says go to ebook shop. If they hit that, now to the end
if
of the month.
That, the whole 51 books should come up.
Now, they're going to get those free. That's amazing. Now, I do want them to support your ministry because, you know, God told me that I would be a lama, I would attract other people that were called as prophets and apostles at the time of the end, and I would give them a platform to get their word out in their ministry to the people of earth. And he did something remarkable just this month. I tried for last year when I left Genesis to get a better contract with him, and I finally got one now starting March 2nd. But he told me to go to do video about 12 years ago with live streaming, and then about a year and a half ago they got taken over by Vimeo. And now when I do live shows like this one here, it's broadcast on Livestream, Vimeo, YouTube, and Facebook worldwide instantly in the world. And I can do up to 5 sites in high definition at the same time anywhere in the world, instantly in high definition like a news broadcast, video broadcasting station. It's also archived, and we're going to put it up on Brighteon, BRIGHTEON.com. It's on our Vimeo website. It's on our YouTube. It's also on our social media, because I convert all the shows to MP3s and put it on SoundCloud, Twitter, and Facebook. So nobody should say they haven't heard the word of truth. And they need to get your books, because I tell people these, besides the Bible, reading these books is essential to realize that God is the author, not the scribes or the prophets or apostles. We're simply the spokesmen that are the bait bucket people to carry the words of God that he gave us to the people of earth. One of the things that God told me many years ago, before I went in Prophecy Club 21 years ago, he said, when you receive this book, Clay and Iron, he said, remind people when you can speak Hebrew and Greek and you know all these amazing things and you can impress them, that the gifts you have intellectually, but all the knowledge you have came from me. You did not know where the book of Isaiah was, and remind them that the words you speak are not your words, but my words spoken through you. And the same way, I'm sure you're journeying around the world, even discovering the astrological figures that showed the prophecy of God coming on earth, when you're confronted by the Scientologist, converted you, made you a believer, you wrote all these books and did all this research over the last probably 50, 60 years, because God gave you a trajectory in life to accumulate wisdom that you're going to give to the people of earth. Because a lot of people think the book is like, it's by a bunch of old authors and it's not that important. It's a supernatural book that transcends time, space, and dimensions, written by the Eternal One, because where God exists, there is no time. There's no past, and there's no future. There's no size or dimensions. There's no limitations of his knowledge and wisdom. All goodness comes from the Creator, and people don't understand that. They don't understand where time is. There's no such thing as a past or future. To God, everything is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And That's what they need to start grasping. The Bible is the only omnipresent, omniscient book in the world that's timeless, isn't it?
It's timeless, yes. It's for mankind at all ages.
Right. So even in a million years from now, when man is on distant star systems, they need to not only remember the Bible, but the echoes of the Bible in the worlds of our current prophets now, because I'm called as a prophet and apostle, you're called as a prophet and apostle, and your archaeological discoveries and the books you've written that explain the truth of the Bible are as essential of as the books of the Old and the New Testament. I call, there's three books, the Old Testament, the New Testament of the 12 apostles and their scribes, and the apostles of the end of the age. Remember it says there's 24 elders before the throne room of God? There's 10 apostles at the beginning of the age, there's 12 at the end. And we're part of that 12 because we're there to tell people, this is the end. If you just look at it secularly as a historian, and you look at the SARS pandemic, the proliferation of nuclear weapons, the accumulated debt, and now the collapse of Betelgeuse is going to cause a crustal slip and a pole shift, human civilization is going to collapse and disappear. We're seeing the disappearance of insects, birds, gut biome, and mitochondria. We want to put 5G network everywhere on the planet. The human race is doomed. Without the intervention of God, as it says in the book of Mark, no flesh would survive, and that intervention is going to be words of wisdom. It says, God said, my people perish for lack of vision. Vision comes from the word of knowledge that comes through his prophets to the people to say, like Jesus said, when I return, will there be faith in the earth? Faith only comes from God. It doesn't come from you or me. It comes from God. He gives us words to give people the knowledge that God is with us despite all the horrors going on. Your relatives die. Your electricity's gone. The economy is shot. The plagues are eating all your crops in Africa. Now they're actually on the border of China. Do you know that those locust plagues are actually on the border of China now? Isn't that wild?
Very interesting.
Yeah. So I want you to talk about your books. What do you want to talk about today? Because we're going to let you have a full range here to explain some of the key points.
Well, I want to talk about the Ark of the Covenant today.
Yeah, let's do that. Get into it.
Okay. Now, for 800 years, the Ark of the Covenant was the most sacred and holy object in the world. And then suddenly, in the year 586 BC, it disappeared. Then in 1982, American amateur archaeologist Ron Wyatt claimed to have found the Ark of the Covenant.
Right.
And so well was this... I should say, with 3 decades of experience as an archaeological explorer and a skeptic, I did set out with a brief case full of objections against Wyatt's claims.
Right.
And my team was to spend 4 years investigating the alleged discovery of the Ark of the Covenant. Now, I quickly expected to disprove the claims of Ron Wyatt, but intense investigation, repeated visits to dig sites, and privileged viewing of evidence and artifacts left me totally convinced of the truth of the find. Now, it's recorded that the Ark of the Covenant first came into being when it was constructed
at
the time of Moses,
right.
1446 BC. And now the Ten Commandments were, it was built to enshrine the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments were called the Words of the Covenant. So the chest that it contained them was called the Ark of the Covenant. The Hebrew word Ark in this context means box. It was a wooden chest covered in gold. The lid was made of solid gold, and two statues of angels, one at each side, were also of solid gold.
Right, now the wood that the box was made of was acacia wood, and there's something special about that, right?
Yes. Now, it was revered by the Hebrews and surrounding nations who heard of supernatural events associated with it. And then, quite suddenly, the Ark disappeared from historical records. Now, there had been speculations that the Ark, lost Ark, was anywhere from Ethiopia to Jordan to Ireland.
Yeah. Even with King Menelik in Egypt.
Investigations showed that this was quite erroneous.
Right, even with, he thought it might have gone to Queen Menelik of Ethiopia because he was a descendant there that brought the Ark to Ethiopia. Remember that theory?
Oh, yes, yes. And in fact, that's one of many different theories about different locations.
Right.
Now, I checked all of these out and found them to be incompatible with the evidence.
Right.
Now, the Ark vanished at the siege of Jerusalem in 586 BC when the temple was destroyed by the Babylonians. Now, in the Old Testament, the book of 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles and Jeremiah, it's not recorded as one of the items listed in seized and taken to Babylonia during the three invasions. Now, it actually escaped seizure by being hidden where the Babylonians could not find it. Now, the only place that was safe from Babylonians would be outside the city, somewhere in the no man's land between the two opposing forces. But to do that, it would have to have been taken underground, hidden in the vicinity where it was to be kept safe.
Now, and by the way, the Ark, this is an important point now. Let's describe the Ark. There were two angels with their wings pointed over the center of the Ark, and there's actually, I think it was a bowl or place where they put the blood of their sacrificial animals after been sanctified it's called the fire. And inside the Ark were not only the Ten Commandments, but there was the staff of Aaron, but also there were the golden symbols of the hemorrhoids of the opposing people that came and attacked Israel. And what God did is gave them such bad diarrhea and hemorrhoids that they the armies that were about to collapse and destroy Israel were destroyed. So there's the Ten Commandments. There's the staff of Aaron that actually had blooms that would grow almonds, which is the sacred nut of the prophets. So when they went up to the mountains, like when Moses went up to the mountains, he had a bag of almonds, and they also had these golden hemorrhoids. People don't know that, do they?
No. Now, Wyatt, in January 1979, and his team began excavation. And given the broad nature of the clues he had, they had little idea where to commence digging.
Right.
The site that Warren Wyatt selected was being used as a rubbish dump and offered very little visual promise. There was so much rubbish in front of the hill that several truckloads in front of the hill had to be carted away before digging could begin. Because over the millennia, the city of Jerusalem had been razed and rebuilt several times, and each time the new city was simply reconstructed on top of the old. And as the Ark was last seen over 2,500 years ago, Ron decided to initially dig straight down along the cliff face.
But by the way, that Ark was not even present when King Darius of Persia rebuilt the temple and ordered and even gave money to the Jews to rebuild the temple 5 centuries before Jesus. So the Ark did not occupy the temple during the 5 centuries before Jesus arrived, did it?
No, it didn't. It was totally lost. People forgot where it was.
Right. So, in other words, the glory of God was not actually in the temple for the 5 centuries before Jesus arrived. There was shadow of the temple there, built by King Darius and the Jews, but there was no ark there with the glory of God in it, right?
That's right. Now, as they exposed the shelf-like cliff face, and when I say shelf-like, you dig straight down and suddenly you find yourself on a shelf. And as they were digging down, they found three niches. And their appearance suggested that they had been cut to hold plaques or signs.
Right.
And they were digging close to the skull face, which is a known place of executions. And as they dug down, they uncovered these places for the placing of notices, which were used to state the crime of the crucifixion victim.
Right.
Now, the exploration vicinity, Skull Hill, is believed to be the site of the most famous crucifixion in history, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And then, as they dug a little further down, they found this platform. Large, squarish stone was in the platform. It was like it had been inserted into the rock. And it appeared unnaturally symmetrical. And as they examined it closer, they discovered apparent finger holes on the sides of the stone, which allowed it to be grasped for removal. And so as they raised the stone, they revealed it to be a plug,
right,
covering a roughly square hole chiseled into the bedrock.
Right.
Now, that hole was a crucifixion hole. We won't spend time on giving evidence for that right now, but as the surrounding dirt was moved away, a large crack was discovered extending out from the hole.
Right.
And the crack did not appear to be man-made. It seemed more likely to have been the result of earth movement.
Right.
Now, during digging, down in front of the platform, which had this cross hole in it, they came to another area of packed earth.
Right.
And a lower level of bedrock was struck, 4 feet deeper. Once they cleared that, there were three more squarish holes discovered, chiseled
right
into the lower bedrock in front of the platform. And it seemed that these were holes especially made to hold crosses for crucifixion.
Yeah, let me add a detail here of something that I've had in visions, and I wanted to see if you can cross-check if it fits with what you know. One of the things I learned actually studying with the Mormons is they understood something that was archaeologically probably correct, that they... that Jesus did not carry a cross, he carries what's called a telestai, which is a cross beam. And that what they did is they nailed him to this cross beam and they raised him up on ropes onto this telestai. This literally the cross was actually already in the rock as a straightforward like a pole. And they raised him up on the pole and he died as he was nailed to this cross beam. So what he carried when he walked through to the people was this large cross beam which he carried, not the whole cross. They always keep on saying it's a cross. No, it wasn't. They actually raised him up because you couldn't take him down because he was nailed with these giant nails right through his wrists, not his hands. You put it through his hands, it would rip through.
Yeah, the wrist was the place where they put the nails. That's right.
Right, and when I met him in heaven, when I met Jesus in heaven, when I was 8 and a half, he had holes in his wrists and his ankles. He didn't have them in his hands. And what I saw in my visions when I was... about God being when he was crucified, he was tied to a pole after he was nailed to a cross to his wrists, and when they hung him up on there, then they nailed his feet to the center post. But he actually was raised up on ropes onto this pole. And that would make it easy to bring him down because you can take the nails out of the feet and lower him down, but how are you going to get up there on the pole and take the nails out of his wrists? You couldn't do it. So people have to understand this, that these poles and these holes in the ground were already there. So when the Romans came back with Titus and they killed, literally, I heard hundreds of thousands, maybe up to more than a million Jews died when they came back to destroy the Jews. They destroyed them on these, we call these vertical crosses, which are basically a pole, and they tied them to this telestai by nailing them and then raising them up with ropes onto this pole. That's what I heard. Is that true?
Well, that's not confirmed, but it's quite possible, yes.
That would make some mechanical sense, too, because the reason why I say this is because that hole in the ground actually was not a temporary thing, it was a permanent thing. So these poles that were there in the ground for people to be crucified were already sitting there. All you have to do is nail them to a cross beam and then raise them up on poles and then nail their feet or tie their feet to this thing, and they died of suffocation because what had happened is, while they're trying to pull themselves up by their wrists, they would start suffocating because it would block off their airways and they would suffocate on the cross. So that's what would happen.
Yes, very, very, very interesting. And very cruel way to die.
Very cruel, yeah. Because, you see, there's lots of ways to die that are bad. The most nasty way to die is suffocation. From lack of...
The elevated cross hole was measured and found to extend 23 and a half inches into the solid bedrock.
Whoa.
And it appeared that this one on the higher cross, this higher cross hole of the four, remember there was a ledge which had one cross hole, and lower down, 4 feet lower, there was a second ledge which had three cross holes. Now, it appears that the higher cross hole was for the star attraction.
Right.
Who was being crucified, elevated several feet above those that were crucified around him.
Right.
Without doubt, the team had uncovered a crucifixion site.
Right.
It was on a ledge in front of a hill facing a public road.
Yeah, and didn't they call that place...
The Roman custom was that they would always crucify victims facing where the public passed by as an example. Don't you do what they've done, because the same thing may happen to you.
I think they called the place... They called it Golgotha, or the place of the skull, didn't they?
That's right, because the cliff face is shaped like a skull from the quarrying that took place earlier.
Right. Now what I'd heard from you mention this in previous times is that this is important to understand this crucifixion site, because it also has a direct tie-in to the place where the Ark of the Covenant was placed. And I want you to connect all that together, okay? Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, it was late 1980, and the team had now been toiling for nearly 2 years. But the object of the search, which was the Ark of the Covenant, continued to elude them. But they had checked all along the cliff face with no sign of a cave or tunnel. Yet, if the Ark was in that location, it must surely be hidden in a cave. And so Wyatt decided that the time had come to attempt to simply break through into the cliff face. Well, to their delight, they soon broke into a cavity inside the hill. But initial excitement soon turned to drudgery, because the cavern proved to be just a very small part of a very extensive honeycomb of natural caves and tunnels inside the mountain.
Right.
And each time tunnels were discovered, they were disappointingly empty. Well, along with the team was a very energetic little Arab boy, and his name was Rafat. Being small and slender, this young man was a real help in squeezing through some of the impossibly tight tunnels of the excavations,
right,
and then coming back reporting what he saw. Now, they followed one particularly difficult passageway, which led through, you might call it a chimney, to connect with the tunnel, so narrow that Ron had to exhale just to wriggle through.
Right.
Now, emerging into a wider area, he saw a tiny opening in the wall of the passage, and directly in front of the hole was a stalactite. I've examined the stalactite. It's about 16 inches long.
Right.
Moments after... It was guarding the hole, so they removed it, and moments after crawling through the tiny opening, Rafat came out frantically, tumbling out, and crying out, "I'm not going back in there! I'm not going back in!" And he was trembling and shaking, and his eyes showed complete and utter terror. Now, Rafat claimed he'd seen nothing, but whatever his experience, it was stark and real, and he left the chamber never to return. Well, with Rafat's reaction throbbing in his head, Ron purposely checked his watch. It was 2 p.m. on Wednesday, January 6th,
right,
1982. That's a very important date in history, it'll turn out to be.
By the way, when I opened up, just a second before you go on, I opened up that link to the book on the
I just have to speak to my technician. He's done all the connections except that one.
All right, now, that one opens up the intro to the book.
We'll keep it open longer, but we'll get back onto that next time.
Right, so what happened is, now, I opened up and it says you can purchase the book. Now, it doesn't open up to the book yet, though. Is there any way...
That's right, and I said I have to talk to my technician.
But he'll have that perhaps
He did not complete the job I thought he had done.
Right, but he'll have that up perhaps by later tonight or tomorrow then, right?
As soon as I can get onto it.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, that's important because we've got a good intro. I've actually been showing people Pete's parts of the book, introducing this amazing book. Now, the reason that was two angels on the Ark of the Covenant, which is the ultimate sacrifice in the Holy of Holies. And it turns out the blood of Yeshua, the Father in the flesh, had to fall on the Ark in order for God's sacrifice to be given over the... after that 2,500 years. So in other words, this telestai, this stone with a 23-inch long hole, and the blood of Jesus with a stalactite had to be directly over the ark in order for God's completion in a supernatural way to deal with his judgment, right?
Yep.
Please continue.
Okay. Now, with what Rafat had done, Ron decided this was worth following through. So he pushed himself through into the crevice, and he lay on his stomach and inched forward with nothing but the flashlight in his hands.
Right.
And the beam of light shone toward over a huge pile of stones, and then something shiny caught Ron's eye. He began moving the rocks one at a time, and he found that just under the rocks were planks of dry rotted wood. Beneath the planks were remains of animal skins, and below those he found there was golden furniture. He found, first of all, a golden table. And then he found two others. And then he looked ahead in front of him, and he saw that he was in a chamber with objects from Solomon's temple.
Right.
Well, a crack in the ceiling with a deposit of a black substance caught his interest. And slowly and painfully, he crawled over the rocks to the other end of the chamber.
Right.
And he saw a stone case extending through the rocks. It was a thin-walled case similar to those used in ancient times to contain objects.
Right.
Now, the flat top was only reached up to within 3 to 4 inches of the ceiling, and it was cracked completely in two. Now, the smaller... what he saw here, it was too close to the ceiling to look inside, but he now knew what must be inside that stone case, and that instant, he passed out. Now, he came to at 2:45 p.m., because as he did, he checked his watch. To him, this was too important to not record. And he went back several times into this area, and he took cameras. Each time he photographed that one spot in the cave, it turned out foggy. Each time he photographed everything else in the cave, it was bright and clear.
Right.
So he realized that maybe this was not meant to be photographed. Well, he made several more trips into the chamber before eventually reporting what he'd found to the authorities. And they said to him, "Don't let this be known to the public. Don't tell anybody yet."
Right.
But it was too late. Ron had already confessed. He'd already told a few people.
Right.
And so, realizing what is done, the authorities asked him to reveal no more details at that time.
I heard that some rabbis in Israel
present an artifact from the excavation to show that he had found some items from the first temple. Well,
I think there were some rabbis that actually heard word of this and became messianic, like this rabbi that's a friend of Pastor Earl Gallup's.
That's a result that keeps on going, yeah.
Right, so please continue.
Now, in 1990, the Israeli authorities decided to test public reaction to a possible discovery of the Ark of the Covenant and to a possible building of a new temple, and the result was a bloody clash and many deaths. And it was called the Temple Mount Massacre. That was on Monday, October 8, 1990. 11 Israeli worshippers and 8 policemen were injured, and 21 Arabs shot dead and 125 seriously injured in a clash between Zionists and Arab Muslims. Now, the chamber that houses the temple artifacts is 22 feet long by 12 feet wide. And on one of the later expeditions, attention focused on the two cracks. There was a crack coming from the ceiling and another one in the lid of the stone case exactly under the crack in the ceiling.
By the way, this
now remember, there's a 3 or 4 inch space of air.
Now this location...
The crack in the ceiling with the black substance deposit had caught his attention on his first visit.
Right.
And it almost seemed as if the crack had come down through the rock above from the crucifixion site and leapt straight through the air to start again by splitting the lid of the stone case directly below.
Wow.
Now, to add to the mystery, some of the black substance appeared to have run down the crack and dripped through the gap in the lid that had been cracked open to land inside on the lid of the ark, which was called the mercy seat.
Right.
Now, it's interesting that in ancient Israel, the ark's purpose was to enshrine the law, which everybody has violated, and over the top of that place what they called the mercy seat, showing that there's no hope for us humans who have sinned and broken God's law except God's mercy. And that mercy is only possible by the sprinkling of the blood of the deliverer. And it's showing, Ron saw here that in the crack, it looked like dried blood had come down through the gap in the lid and landed inside on the mercy seat.
Wow.
And there was also some splashed on the lid of the stone case.
Now, how many years ago was
taken of that black substance?
This is back in the
video footage of the samples that were taken.
Now, Jonathan, this is back in the early 90s, right?
That's right. Now, detective work was begun by investigating the extent of the crack. And one team member set up by the ledge outside, by the crucifixion crack, hole, and Wyatt bent into the chamber to push a rigid metal tape up through the crack in the ceiling. And the tape emerged on the left-hand side of the elevated crosshole. And that made a crack a total of 20 feet through the solid rock. Now, samples of the black substance were taken from the crack heading down from the crosshole, and they have been analysed and found to be human blood. But very special human blood. We won't go into the details right now.
I think you did before, but you talked about this, but there it's what's called haplotype blood, which means if you have, let's say, a haplotype turkey, it actually has half the genes of a normal turkey, but it's still a turkey. And this blood was haplotype, wasn't it?
That's right, yes. Showing that he had no whoever's blood this was had no earthly father.
Right, and the reason for it is that...
He had an earthly mother, but not an earthly father.
Right, so in other words, his physical flesh was based on Mary, but he had basically hyperdimensional genes that allowed him to be the creator god as a chimera between the supernatural and the natural, right?
That's right. Okay. Now, what we're looking at here is something very interesting, because the Bible records that at 3 p.m., when the ninth hour of daylight, when Jesus died, an earthquake struck, and perhaps this was the cause of the crack. It does say that the rocks were torn, two rocks,
right,
at least. And there are two rocks that have been torn, one above the crosshole in the cliff face, and one at the foot of the crosshole going down 20 feet to where the ark is.
Right.
Now, this would be consistent with the prophecies that the Messiah would be the final sacrifice, and he spilled his blood on the mercy seat.
Right.
Okay. Now, the authorities do not know how to handle this discovery, and they have a right to be nervous. And some time ago, a permit was granted to some Israelis to undertake an excavation under the Temple Mount, and after a short while, it was reported that workmen had been seen bringing crates into the excavation tunnel. And this aroused the curiosity of the authorities, so they sent men in to investigate, and it was found that the tunnel penetrated to a spot close under the Dome of the Rock, the third holiest Muslim site in the world. And high explosives were being set in position, presumably to blow up the place.
Wow.
Now, what would sabotage of that nature do to Israel? They would be involved in a world war. Now, perhaps sensing the imminent recovery of the Ark, permission for the ultimate recovery has been denied at this time.
By the way, the Dome of the Rock...
What I want to say is this.
Let me just add just one comment here. The Dome of the Rock is actually where the Church of St. Catherine was, but the Muslims take over the site. And they have a stone actually up there, the stone of Abraham, where Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac. And it says above it in Arabic, which I saw actually with Nicholas Saliba that showed me this, that the Lord God had no son, but had three daughters, or queens of heaven. And what people need to understand here is that you're saying there's a direct connection between the Dome of the Rock site with the old Church of St. Catherine and a tunnel connecting across to the sacrificial site outside the dome where Jesus was sacrificed on Golgotha, right?
Yeah.
Please continue.
Okay. Now, when the authorities, they said, well, there are extremists who want to to use the Ark of the Covenant as an excuse to start a war, thinking that they will win it. They've got the wrong information in their heads, because in ancient times, the Ark only was brought victory to whoever was holding it if they were following closely the word of the Lord.
Right.
And extremists who want to blow up the Muslim site think that they will win any war if they've got the Ark of the Covenant in their hands, which is quite wrong.
Right.
Now, the fact is the authorities are very nervous about this, so they want to keep clamps on the Ark of the Covenant. And as a matter of fact, some time ago when my wife Josephine and I were in Jerusalem, an event took place that was very interesting. They, knowing where the Ark is, the authorities know, they know where it is, of course, but they realized it was right next to an Arab bus station. Above ground is an Arab bus station there.
You're kidding.
In the Arab part of Jerusalem.
Yeah, it's in East Jerusalem. In other words, the arrangement that Donald Trump's doing with Netanyahu now to get him elected next month hands over East Jerusalem to become their new capital. It's actually where the sacrifice of Jesus occurred, where the Golgotha Mountain is, and where the Ark of the Covenant is below that, where the blood of Jesus went right on the Ark itself through the stone and the cover of the Ark stone case, right?
Yes. Now the Israeli authorities wanted to put the Ark where they thought it would be safer.
Right.
Safer from anyone's hands. Somewhere under the Israeli part of Jerusalem, underground. And so they wanted to move it from its present location to a new location, which is not near where the Arabs might get easy access to it.
Right.
So what they did was they sent in six soldiers, and they dressed them as Levitical priests. And they went in through the tunnel that Jeremiah used when he was hiding the Ark. There's a tunnel underneath the walls, the city walls of Jerusalem. There's a big quarry, underground quarry,
right,
where the cutting of stone was done, so there was no cutting at the site of the temple.
Right.
And that underground quarry has a tunnel going to it to the bottom of Skull Hill, underneath the ground, 20 feet below the street.
Right.
And that's where the tunnel is. And the tunnel goes for 270 feet. Now, these six men, dressed as Levitical priests, went in to retrieve the Ark and move it to what they thought would be a safer location where the Arabs couldn't lay their hands on it.
Right.
And you can't fool God. You can put your clothes on and look like a priest, but that doesn't make you a priest.
Exactly, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. So anyway, they went in, but they never came out.
Yeah, they actually, you have an interesting story in this. You know,
I've told the story before.
Right, you can hold for just a minute. I want to take a little bio break for a couple minutes, and I'm going to go to a break. And stay right there on the Skype, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to continue. We're not limited by time now because we're on video. So I want you to get your whole story out. I want people to go to your website, beforeus.com. You'll have this fixed so they can get this book, if not tonight, then the next day or so. And all the other 49.
They can get it today. I'll just add a little postscript to the website address. They can download any one of 51 books now free of charge today.
Absolutely. Just stay right there, Jonathan.
We'll talk about that at the end of the show.
We're going to take a break right now for a couple minutes, and I'll be right back, and we will be back, and we'll continue, okay? Don't go away. Okay, be back in a few minutes, okay?
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at Nutramedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with Nutramedical. Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world due to the calcium, magnesium, potassium, silver, and sodium ascorbate salt. With bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will thrive you for this one.
So just say hold for a second.
On the market.
So they can bring it out and take a location like which they thought.
Now, did they actually do this back? Now, what date would this be in the early 90s?
This was December 1998.
1998, wow. That's not that long ago, isn't it?
No, not long ago.
Wow.
Now, what happened was this. They never came out. Now, we had been waiting for Ron to join us in Jerusalem. We'd made an agreement that we'd meet at the place we normally used to meet, but our time expired because we did have booked airfares to other sites we had to visit, and we couldn't wait when he sent a message saying, "I'm going to be late because I've had to have a minor operation." So we left, and he arrived in Jerusalem about a week later. And as was his custom, he would go to the authorities and offer his services to help them with his equipment if they needed help. And it was a mutual understanding that he would assist them and they would make it easy for him to do his excavations. And they said, "No, we don't need your equipment, Mr. Wyatt, but we do need your help." A little while ago, these six men were sent in and they never came out. "Can you go in? We don't want to try to check up. Well, can you do it? We know that you're safe." So Ron went in to the tunnel, and the tunnel was 270 feet long, and the Ark of the Covenant cave was at the end of that tunnel. And as Ron went in, he got through only 70 feet, and here were six men lying on their backs on the floor of the tunnel, their eyes open, looking up at the ceiling, the six of them dead, and each of them, their left eye was crossed and their right eye was crossed. Double crossing of the eye. And I spoke to a medical doctor who assured me, and as you would know, Dr. Bill,
right,
that sign of a what do you call it? a stroke on both sides.
Well, that's an area was called a pontine
stroke. Bilateral stroke.
Well, that bilateral stroke, the place where that would happen is called a pontine stroke in the base of the brain.
Yeah.
Right.
And the whole six of them were struck dead at the same time as they went in.
Now, and by the way, that event happens if somebody's struck by lightning and it hits their brain and fries the base of the brain where the energy is trying to come through the foramen magnum. And if you're hit by an energy spike, let's say from a lightning bolt hitting the top of your head, that's exactly what you look like after you're hit by lightning. It actually causes you a stroke and burns out the base of your brain and your eyes are crossed. Isn't that interesting?
Right. Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
So this was a supernatural event that stopped them touching the ark.
Right.
Now, in fact, the Jerusalem Post and a couple of other newspapers reported the event. But all they said was that six Israeli soldiers died trying to retrieve a priceless artifact. That's the actual words that appeared in the newspaper.
Right.
No more was said.
Interesting. So, yeah. Have they made any more attempts to go back in there after Ron saw the box? Obviously, he didn't remove it then, right?
No, it's not been removed. However, and this is what, and I will mention this because it's very, very interesting. On Ron's last visit into the cave, he went in and he found that the whole place was alight. And there was like a moving rainbow across the back of the wall behind the Ark of the Covenant. But not only that, all the stones had been removed, all the dry rotted animal skins had been removed, all the dry rotted timber planks had been removed, and the Ark of the Covenant and the altar of incense and the table of showbread and the seven-branch lampstand were all repositioned in the exact same relationship to each other as they used to be in the temple. So what happened was this. No one else had been in there. Who was there? And he looked, and in the brightness of the door, he saw four young men, dressed just like we would be dressed. And he stood there in shock. And they knew his name. They said, "Don't be afraid, Mr. Wyatt. Come forward and take out the tables of stone and put them on that shelf." And he just stood there and said, "Come on, do not be afraid." And they lifted up the cherubim with the mercy seat, which was all one piece of stonework altogether. And he put his hand down and held the stones for a moment, and then they said, "Put it on that shelf." And so he laid it on the shelf, and they said, "Now go and get a camera. We want you to put the results of your camera viewing on the shelf also. At the right time, this is going to come out and send shockwaves around the world. That's God's plan."
Right. Now, let me give you a little piece of information I have here that God's given me an inspiration on while you're speaking. That the current peace accord that was set up by Jared Kushner, Donald Trump's son-in-law, is going to give East Jerusalem, which is where the Golgotha Mountain is and where the Ark is underneath that mountain, to the new capital for New Palestine. And he's given them a tunnel from the occupied territories to Gaza, the Gaza Strip. If the Palestinians accept it, right now they don't. They were going to get $50 billion of money. And the Israelis are going to get an area of territories they can protect themselves from surrounding Muslim nations. But they've got a peace accord with the Sunni nations, Saudi Arabia, Arab Emirates, and Qatar, because the Saudis are terrified now that the Iranians, armed with nuclear weapons, are going to nuke them. So they're into the arms of the Israelis. And now Donald Trump's arrangement here is to give this peace accord to the Israelis that will actually allow them to have their new capital in East Jerusalem. Now, back in when I went into Israel back in the early 90s, we went to the Temple Mount area and the East Jerusalem things. We went to the Temple Mount area. When we went there, we actually went to Tom House's House of Prayer. You probably know where that is, on the top of the Mount of Olives. The Mount of Olives is where actually Jesus ascended to heaven after he was with us for 40 days after he resurrected. And it turns out that East Jerusalem is where there's a lot of Arabs. In fact, there are so many there on this house of prayer, they were told if we try to go to the building at different times, we get stoned to death. So when we left there and actually went to Jerusalem in the middle of the night, we did in kind of danger, but we actually left around 3:30 in the morning by taxi before the Arabs were up and around, because the area is just totally infested with not only the Russian Orthodox Church, which is in East Jerusalem, which was built by Nicholas Saliba, the guy that God showed me supernaturally. We visited him literally in Israel by name, but also he showed me the Church of the Holy Sepulchre built by the Orthodox inside Jerusalem. Now, the thing that's going to happen here is if the Arabs take over this territory, they're not only going to have Golgotha there, they're going to have the place where the cross was, and they're going to have actually the territory where the Ark of the Covenant is below that area of the cross and the Telestai, the actual stone where the stalactite brought the blood down to the Ark of the Covenant. So please continue.
Yes. Now, God has his plan of what he's going to do about this. And these four young men, that was something interesting. Now, when I was writing my book, my report, 600-page book, Ark of the Covenant, which mentions all we've been broadcasting today and
right.
more. My wife and I got down on our knees and we asked the Lord to give us confirmation about the four young men, because this is something which is seems totally implausible.
Right.
However did this come? How did they get in there? How did they know Hebron's name? How did they know everything? And how could they themselves touch it and not fall dead?
Right.
And so we asked for confirmation. Do you know, half an hour after that, I had a phone call from a lady in Queensland, Veda Cumhewin was her name, and she said, Jonathan, she didn't know we were writing the book. She didn't know we'd been praying for confirmation. She said, Jonathan, I've just come across an historical record which says that whenever the ark was being transported, it was always guarded by four angels.
Wow.
And would you believe, 15 minutes after that, I got a second call, this time from somebody who did not know that lady, and he said to me, Jonathan, I don't know if this will interest you, but I have got a book here, and it was not the same book. It was a totally different history book. And it says that the ark was guarded by four angels.
Wow.
Now, there was a confirmation in the mouths of two or three witnesses, a thing is established.
Right.
I've never had a phone call of that nature since, and I never had one before. Both of those came the same morning we prayed for it.
Now, there's something I want to mention about Islam that people may or may not know. When people need to see the rise of Muhammad. Muhammad actually, when he first started off as a teenager, he had a seizure disorder, and he was brighter than usual and very curious. And he actually was trying to approach the local religious leaders of both Judaism and Christianity by that time that were apostate. They'd actually become apostate, he thought. And so he started praying, and he started hearing a voice. And the voice wasn't the voice of the Most High God. It was the voice of the opposer, Satan. So one of the we'll call it the, remember the sacred letters that were written by that British Muslim expert that wrote the what's called the Satanic Letters? Remember that book?
Yep.
He actually got in trouble. In fact, he put a fatwa against his name. I'm trying to remember what his name was. Do you remember his name? In Britain, they put a... Do you remember his name back in, I think, about 20 years ago?
I don't remember the name. No.
But anyway, here's the story. What happened is that Muhammad said, he argued with his wife, it's in the verbal tradition that was recorded in the Quran and the Hadith, that he wasn't sure if he was hearing from God or he might have been hearing from the opposer or Satan. And we have to understand that Islam did believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, although the one they worship, it was called Allah, is actually the name of the moon war god of Mecca and Medina, right? Which is why the Kaaba, which is this black stone that's actually an asteroid down there that they worship, is actually an asteroid that's down in the Mecca, right?
Yeah.
What people need to understand, the Muslims knew that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, somehow that's kind of twisted here, but they knew that the Jews really did have a contact with God. They just thought they were apostate. What people don't realize, Islam was risen by Muhammad to try to restore Catholicism and restore Judaism to a belief in the God of the universe. And they got off track because they were listening to the voice of the opposer, So when they wrote the Hadith in the Quran, it started off with very gentle verses and so on. That's why people quote the gentle verses of the Bible. But the end ones are very evil and vile. Because Muhammad was hearing from both the voice of God, but he's also hearing from the voice of the opposer, Satan. So people need to understand Islam is a mixture. And his original intention, he was actually supported by, people don't realize this, but Muhammad was supported by the Catholic Church in Rome and financially supported by a local archbishop that was in control that gave him financial support and even physical protection. People don't realize...
Yes, Dr. Bill, that's a subject on its own. It's a big subject.
Right, it's a big subject, but I want people to realize Islam rose under the auspices of the Catholic Church, which was, by the way, in opposition to the Church in Ethiopia and Egypt, which is in opposition. That's one of the reasons why the Vatican actually supplied physical arms and weapons to kill Catholic, kill Christians in Ethiopia and in Egypt, which were opposed to the Roman Catholic Church control. And Islam was a weapon created by them and actually raised up, and Muhammad was actually thought he was there being a prophet to bring back the church, which he thought was literally at that time apostate, including Judaism, which was now he considered apostate. And his original intentions as a young man was to restore the apostate Catholic and Hebrew Jewish church. And people don't know this about Islam. They don't realize that he was trying to do this, but he actually got way off track, and he was listening to the voice of the opposer rather than of God when he wrote the Quran and the Hadith. Interesting, eh? Yeah. And he was actually sponsored and controlled by the Catholic Church, which are Jesuits.
Just before we close, getting back to the subject of the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, the reason why I say this is because this is important before you connect back, is that if Donald Trump succeeds, and in the next, say, 6 months or a couple of years, the territory of East Jerusalem becomes the capital of New Palestine, they will control the Golgotha and the actual place where Jesus was sacrificed, and therefore, directly below it, the Ark of the Covenant, which is there. And I guarantee you, at some point, they're going to be curious enough, because people don't realize there's an element in terms of Islam that's curious enough to start exposing this. Because the first, let's say, 100 or so years of Islam, they were very open intellectually until they got closed off by becoming ultra-conservative, and their conservative elements in Islam decided to close down the idea of being very intellectually advanced. For example, the astronomers of early Islam and the scientists were more advanced than the scientists of the Middle Ages in Europe. And it's only after they become ultra-conservative and turn really, really dark. That's why you'll see shadows of this in Turkey, where they're more open than Islamic people elsewhere. But what people don't understand is they start investigating, they're probably going to find the Ark of the Covenant there, aren't they?
Well, we haven't got much time left, have we?
Oh, no, we got as much time as you want. Go ahead.
I'm going to have to go shortly.
Okay, well, I want you to finish up what you have to say, because people need to grasp this. If Trump succeeds and Bibi Netanyahu gets reelected, that territory is going to be directly controlled by the Muslim Authority, and it will be the start of the capital of New Palestine. Go ahead.
And that what they won't be able to do is touch the Ark. The Ark is too sacred, and God knows how to
exactly.
Keep it.
That's the point. That's my point. Is something's going to happen here that's going to transform the situation, right?
In the short time that I've got left, I'd like to mention the blood.
Right. Go ahead.
Ron Wyatt invited my wife Josephine and me to privately examine the blood analysis certificates at his home in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, this is important to mention because it demonstrates his willingness to back up the truthfulness of his claim concerning laboratory testing.
Right.
And again, if Wyatt had not found the crucifixion site with the crack in the crosshole, the link between the blood and the crucifixion might never have been made.
Wow.
If conclusive evidence is found to link...
Go ahead. Oops, we lost Jonathan. We'll have to reconnect. See, that's how the powers of darkness don't want this to be said, so we're going to reconnect with Jonathan now. We'll see if we can reconnect with him now. Let's see, Jonathan, where are you? Let's see.
It looks like we got cut off.
Yeah, well, you know what? The powers of be are listening, because the powers of darkness are terrified about what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I was saying was that if conclusive evidence is found to link the Ark of the Covenant and the crucifixion site, which it has now been found,
right,
it would mean that Jeremiah concealed the Ark in exactly the right location some 600 years earlier.
Wow.
God knew that the crucifixion of Yeshua was going to take place right there on that spot, so he led Jeremiah to the right location.
Wow.
Not only that, he led the Roman soldiers to the exact location to put the cross holes. They did not know that the Ark was waiting to receive the blood of Jesus.
Wow.
But they put the cross holes exactly over where they were led to put the cross holes, at that very spot where Jeremiah was led to hide the Ark underneath.
Wow.
And
that's amazing.
Not only that, but the blood. Now, it's interesting that blood tests have been verified by a world expert. In Phoenix, Arizona, at the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship convention, a gentleman whom we know very well, Henry Groover, who's a worldwide evangelist who traveled, has ministered in over 70 countries around the world, he reported to me and on the phone, and then backed it up with a written report that this man, Demos Shakarin, who founded the Full Gospel Businessmen's Association International, had assembled a special meeting with Ron Wyatt, and an attorney and a document specialist were present. The purpose of the meeting was to validate the certificates Ron had received from the laboratories, proving the authenticity of the samples taken from the discoveries of the blood. And Ron had with him a blue three-ring binder containing those certificates in plastic document protectors, and it included certificates from six laboratories, three in the USA, one in Jerusalem, one in Germany, and other certificates of his lab testing throughout the years. Now, one of the lab result certificates pertained to the chromosomes of the dried blood Ron discovered in the cave beneath the cross holes that had flowed down onto the Ark of the Covenant.
Right.
And that lab result pertained to Ron's discovery of other matters. Now, when Ron opened the blue three-ring binder, the document specialist asked for permission to remove the certificates from their plastic folders. And
right.
Ron reluctantly granted permission to remove them from the document protectors as long as he didn't tamper with the documents or perform ink tests on the signatures. Now, the men removed them from the plastic and looked at each certificate carefully. Now, he had a very large, thick book with him that was 8 by 11 inches and about 6 inches thick. And in it, he had brought with him the names and data for all the labs in the countries where Ron had lab tests done. And he was able to look up each lab in his book, as well as the record numbers. And he had all the signatures in his book and compared them with the ones on the certificates. He was able also to validate the record numbers from each certificate. He looked at each signature with a magnifying glass like a jeweler does. Now, when he had finished examining each one carefully, he said, "I would verify the authenticity of these documents to the top court in this land."
Wow.
Now, he was a registered document specialist in the nation at the time. And Demos Shakarin just smiled when he heard that, and then he invited Ron to be the keynote speaker at the upcoming meeting of the Full Gospel Businessmen's International Fellowship. But Demos wanted to give my testimony of meeting with Ron Wyatt for the first time in Jerusalem and then introduce Mr. Wyatt at the convention.
What year would this be?
He says, I got to know Ron over the years. In fact, I traveled with him in Turkey, the Middle East, and the U.S., and Ron would never take any of the credit for his amazing discoveries.
What year would this be?
He always gave all the credit to Jesus Christ.
Jonathan, what year would this be now, when this was about to happen, this conference?
What year did that happen?
Yeah, this conference.
1990.
Right. Now, this is very timely because, you see, if Donald Trump gets this peace accord, which allows Netanyahu to get his fifth term, and by the way, he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR Netanyahu, they've already designated that Donald Trump will get the designation. It's in an open media in Israel. You can Google this yourself out there. That he will get the designation of King of Israel. Now, the evangelicals in America, I call the evil jellyfish, to be sarcastic, are already putting so much money they could build 12 temples, at least. And a very tiny fraction of Jews, not many for Jews, most Jews don't want a temple built in Jerusalem. They know it'll bring a war and conflict and so on, and they're uninterested. But a tiny fraction of Jews want it, and a large fraction of the what we call the evil jellyfish, the evangelicals. And people don't know, if Trump gets his way, this temple, which will not be built in the Temple of Antonius, but below, probably around the Eastern Gate, will be built. And it's interesting that the territory that where the cross is and where the ark is directly in the territory of East Jerusalem that will become the new capital of New Palestine. This is the abomination, which is a temple, sacrificing animals, and a desolation giving territory to the eventual enemies of God's people in Israel because they're given to the moon war god and the moon war god's people. Even though they're genetic ancient Hebrews that convert to Islam, they are worshiping the moon war god of Mecca and Medina, literally under Luciferic control. So, if this peace accord happens, and I can't say it will, I don't have a proof of it, but this may be the reason why Netanyahu get reelected, because they're so close to the election now. The reason why Trump put this together is to get Netanyahu elected next month. So, please continue.
Now, in closing, I'd like to say that the website is up for getting the books free of charge.
Oh, really?
I'll give the website the address now, but
it's an extension.
The link from the front page has not yet been completed by the technician. That's the only thing that's not completed.
Right.
So I can give the website address now.
Okay,
it's,
cool.
It's www.beforeus.com/shopcart, all one word, _ebooks.html. I'll repeat it.
Yeah.
beforeus.com/shopcart_ebooks.com.
Well, I have that up right now, actually.
.html. Sorry, it ends with .html.
Yeah, I already have that up. It has showing archaeology. It shows the Dead Man's Secret, book number one. Book number two, The Forbidden Secret. Book number three, 64 Secrets Ahead of Us. Book number four, Bizarre Origins of the Egyptian Ancient Gods. Book number five, The Lost World of Giants. Book number six, The Killing of a Paradise Planet. Book number seven, Surprise Witness. Book number eight, The Corpse That Came Back. Book number nine, you can download them right here on the site, by the way. Book number nine, Into the Unknown. Book number 10, The Magic of the Golden Proportion. Book number 11, Curse of the Pharaohs, and the download button. Book number 12, Mysterious Lost Cities. Book number, by the way, I'll have this link up for them, so they'll be able to just hit the link. That's beforeus.com/shop_ebooks.html. And book number 13, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs. Book number 13, The Big Dating Blunder. Archaeological dating. Number 15, Forbidden Discoveries. Book number 16, UFO Aliens, The Deadly Secret, which is really deadly. In fact, the picture of the book kind of explains a lot of what we're dealing with. We're dealing with Nephilim, which are aliens, right? Number 17, What Happened to the Tower of Babel. Book number 18, Four Major Discoveries. Book number 19, The Lost Cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Wow, these are amazing. I mean, you're so generous to do this. And I want people to support your ministry. And you have other books and things available, videos. In Search of Pharaoh's Lost Army, book number 20. Book number 21, Into the Forbidden Valley. book number 21, The Government Cover-Up of... oops, here we are. The government cover-up of major find, right? Book number 23, Solomon's Fleet Mystery. By the way, it's interesting. You've talked about this before. The Amazon River, at the time of King Solomon, because they traded with South America, was called the Solomon River. You taught me this years ago, right? Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Number 24, an ancient book led them to the treasure. And number 25, the Ark Conspiracy. That's the one we went over today, isn't it? The 25.
This is talking about Noah's Ark.
Yeah, Noah's Ark. 27, the Ark of the Covenant. That's the big one. 26 was the Into the Coffin in Egypt. Okay, and then 27 is the one we went over today, the Ark of the Covenant book, which is pretty amazing. 28 is the discovery that, wow, you've done a lot of work over the decades, the discovery that is toppling evolution. I call it, do you like this? Evil-you-Sean. It's evil to think of evolution, isn't it? And it's also not even logical. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
If you're a biologist and you believe in evolution, you're a moron. The Da Vinci Code hoax. 20 to 30, the man who needed two graves. 31, stolen identity, Jesus Christ, history, or hoax. People need to realize there's more evidence of Jesus than you and I are living and breathing today, isn't there? Which is really funny when people say they didn't believe Jesus existed. It's like, are you kidding me? More proof of him than you and I are living today. Discoveries, questions answered. Number 33, Noah's Ark, questions answered. Number 34, Sodom and Gomorrah, questions answered. Number 35, the Exodus, questions answered. Number 36, Mount Sinai, questions answered. By the way, you mentioned this in previous shows, that Mount Sinai was not in Sinai Peninsula, it was in Saudi Arabia, right?
That's right.
Which, of course, the mother of Constantine actually tried to change it because they want to change the geography and their eschatology. And number 37, the Ark of the Covenant, questions answered. That's why it's important to understand this archaeology. Is this a Scythian fiction? You know, Scythian, you talked about the Nibiru story. Number 39, more dead men's secrets. Lots of secrets. Number 40, the 2012 prophecy. What is that one, the 2012 prophecy?
The Mayans had a cycle which they counted of years, and some people thought that meant the end of the world, but it was not to mean that. It's to mean the beginning of a new cycle of history.
Right.
It's just a Mayan way of measuring time, but a lot of biblical prophecy we put in with it to show the superior prophecy.
Right. So number 41, was this a miracle? And I have the text up there so they can read it if they want to just fuse the screen. 42, Sting of the Scorpion. This is a really interesting one. In fact, this is one of the ones that I've sent to my son who's into astrology, biblical astrology, Matthew. And this is one of the things that converted you, because you were asked by this Scientologist. When you researched the astrology yourself, you discovered the star signs were up there before even Abraham left the Ur of the Chaldees, indicated God was going to incarnate in human flesh, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing. And so you're not only curious, but you're brilliant and you're brave enough to ask these questions. Number 43, who's playing Jesus games? And there's a lot of false teachers in the church playing Jesus games, aren't there? Number 44, the sorcerer's secret. And number 45, welcome, then betrayal. Number 46, the weapon, the globalist fear. What is that weapon?
The book of Genesis.
Right.
The book of Genesis spells their doom. It's very interesting how the book of Genesis is history, but it's also a parable of our day.
Right, it is, isn't it? Because God often does things in the foreknowledge, and then he repeats them in the future to prove that he's God that's beyond time and space, right? So there's often a expiration or exposure of things, and then he reproduces them at a different time in history to show that he's the God of events before they even conceive in the universe. Just like when the Ark was literally hidden for five centuries even before the rebuilding of the temple, and Jesus was already sacrificed right over the Ark. I mean, taught me today is amazing. 47, will you survive? We talked about this back last year. Will you survive? Because I don't think people are prepped up to survive, are they? They're not ready for anything. SARS, pandemic, Power Rogers, I call the Weapon of Indignation, 48 Modern Religions, Myth About Genesis. And there's all these different Christian sub-religions, Islam and every other religion on earth. They're all off on a tangent, aren't they? 49, yeah. Discoveries, Miracles, and Enemies. And of course, we have a lot of Christians that have even joined atheists and witches to attack the major archaeological discoveries, right? And 50, the Vatican, Islam, and Jerusalem. And you mentioned this before, that the Vatican and the early so-called Druidic Church, and remember the Druids are the ancient worshippers of the Draco Reptilians from the star system Belt of Orion, the latest, if you want to call it, incarnation of the demonic horde, the extra-dimensional, extraplanetary evil that literally are controlling the world leaders. In fact, one of the things God showed me 5 years ago is Hillary Clinton went through a satanic Luciferic ceremony to have one of these entities literally indweller, just like when we talk about the aliens being the Nephilim. Absolutely. This is what's going on. And the Vatican, right from its inception in the 3rd century when it took over the church and made it pagan, and the daughter church was still have a lot of pagan ideas in them, including the church. Luciferic, isn't it? Stuff. So 50 books, I went over and I showed all of it. Thank you, Jonathan. You're an amazing gentleman. I really appreciate you. Well, let me say, dear Lord God Almighty, thank you for the opportunity to expose this truth, for having this brilliant man teach me and the people of Earth all these things. Please go to these sites, people, and download these books, but then contribute and buy other books and materials from Jonathan. Support his ministry and get the truth out to the people of Earth. This is the time of the end. We are now roughly 3 weeks into the first of the apocalypse. We have the SARS pandemic. We have economic chaos. We have the collapse of Betelgeuse. We have the coming pole shift coming to the planet Earth. We have extreme plagues of locusts eating up all across Africa, now on the border of China. We have extreme weather everywhere. Fires in Australia killing a billion organisms. People need to realize these are like the plagues of ancient Egypt. They are happening today because this is the end of the secular age of Luciferic control of Earth. And I want people to understand that God is with us. Despite all these horrible things going on, God is with us, isn't he?
He is.
Jonathan, you're...
Who can be against us?
Yeah, exactly. So people need to start grasping that. These things seem so awful, but guess what? Our God is God, isn't he?
Yep.
Thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate you being on today. We'll have you back again soon. And say, boy, that was an amazing discussion we had today. You take care. God bless. And we will have you back again 2 weeks from now. If something major happens in the meantime, contact me. We'll put a video day or night. I'll put you up and get this word out to everybody. We're literally live on Vimeo, live stream, YouTube, and Facebook. And people need to know we are servants of the Most High God. I'm not the fisherman. I'm the bait bucket guy. I carry his bait bucket. And so do you. But you have been such a solid witness for God for all these decades. And you have the repository of all these people like Ron White and others that have done all the research. And the archaeological thing proves that God's book, the Bible, is a book that is timeless. The author is not the script writers, even the greater and lesser prophets. It's the Most High God, the Eternal God, the Omniscient, Omnipresent God of Eternity, our Father in Heaven. Right?
Yep. God bless.
Thank you, Jonathan. You've been an amazing guy. I even learned more today. Boy, I'm shaking. I feel so excited by what you taught me today. I'm shaking. I can't believe
it. God bless you.
God bless you. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time. If anything comes up before, yeah, then give me a shout. Take care. We're going to continue the show for a little while here. I'll take a little break, and then we'll be right back.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical.
Hi, this is Pamela. Please leave me a message and I'll call you back.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world. Calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt. This bioperative black pepper extract increases absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and
the
generation of new mitochondria.
Utilizing
the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 212-8871. Visit us online at
Hi, Bob. Dr. Bill here. Sorry we missed our time today. I wanted to get you. I'll try to get you if I can later tonight or tomorrow. Perhaps in the morning. We'll do some more videos. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye. And we're going to cut and go back to our regular show now here just in a second. We are now back at looking at a couple of things. We missed earlier our special representation of Pure Water Systems, and we, by the way, had out the whole home system and the BEV 500 Autoflush, and we're going to go through these kind of briefly. When you look at the page here, you'll see the parts for the BEV 100, the 200, and 300. The BEV 100 is a countertop. The BEV 200 is a tackle box system. You can drop a line into a puddle and make it cleaner and distill water. The BEV 300 is a 5-gallon tank system. I have two of them. In fact, today I'm having my filters changed in my home by my plumber. I'm so busy. The BEV 500 is an auto flush system, which we now sell with the whole home system. We'll see in a moment. We have additional accessories, including 5-gallon jugs and water distribution. We've got the Pure Water System Legacy replacement parts as well. We have, and those are a whole list of different parts. We have the Pure Water System replacement parts. And we have, of course, the BEV 100 series. That's $769. By the way, you get 7% off when we have a big sale on the holiday. We have the BEV 200 system, tackle box system, and that's $699 and 7% off when we have big holiday sales. We have, of course, the right now the BEV 300 system, which is an underwater, under tank, 5-gallon system you have to flush manually. That's $1,099, again, 7% off on holidays. I don't know what the full price is. It may be altered a bit when we get it all finalized, but it's a whole host system with the BEV 500 auto flush. That whole home system is available, so I'm going to alter that price. That's available right now. The other system I want people to know, this is a 4 phases. Linear charcoal has maximum contact with the water, the best reverse osmosis membrane, the best ion exchange resin, and then there's water molecules so clean we had 9 to 18 parts per million calcium magnesium. It's so clean you can do a lab experiment, it won't be altered. So do get a system today and get yourself prepped up, because the water's toxic and it's destroying your health. Next thing I want to do is I want to cover on some of the legacy emergency foods, and you want to go to there and get those immediately. And then we're going to look over at some of our other supplements here. Let's see if we have our products here available. That's some of our other products. Let's see if we have our That's our water system. Let's go down here and look at Lumen Photon. If we look at the Lumen Photon system, this is, I think, somebody needs to know this here. Let's see if we can open that up. The Lumen Photon is amazing, so let's go there to Lumen and open this up for a second, so I want you to see this amazing system. The Lumen Photon system is infrared light pads, and I have one here system right by my knee and my desk, actually. You'll see it here on the picture here. You need a dual controller with all systems. It's infrared light blue pad for the skin, and the red near and far infrared diodes are for turning off pain, stimulating healing, and each one is tuned to different endogenous tissues. Three is for neuroectoderm, skin and nervous system. Four is for internal organs. Five is for gland tissue like your ovaries, testes, thyroid, and parathyroid. And, of course, the six and seven are to turn off inflammation. We've got various size pads from your feet, your legs, your brain, 180 pad for your head. We've got the pads here designed for the skin for dermatitis and acne or chronic psoriasis, etc. These are amazing systems. The blue light pads can either be both red and both near and far infrared and the blue lights or the others. These are available right now. And then I want to have you realize that we have 7% off whenever we have big sales. The next one's coming up for the next major holiday. And I'm going to go over to some of the news items here. And I want to touch on some of the Epoch Times issues. We're going to go up here and look at China. We do literally updates. We did one just the other day at 25-minute updates on what's going on in China. And I'm going to do kind of a reload of the China news here on Epoch Times, and we'll go over those highlights. We'll do some more updates tomorrow with another big video update of what's going on in China. the situation right now is the drug cabinet in America, 95% of our drugs are made generically in China, so this is going to cause a big problem. The FDA suspends inspection in China and warns of medical supply shortages. So all of their FDA people that they had in China, they actually pulled out of there, so they're no longer supervising manufacturing 95% of our drugs and antibiotics. Beijing's cover-up of coronavirus outbreak puts the whole world at risk, experts say. So we need to know this is very real. It's not imaginary. Let's see if I can open up their little video clip they have here. So I think I'm going to open that up and see if I can pop that open here. And we'll just see if we can. I got a lot of windows open here, so it's taking a minute to open it up.
Where would you from the drawing board find to out the
all the crematoriums? Hubei are backed up and cannot take bodies, and the bodies are stacking up, waiting for the crematoria. You know the numbers are enormous, and we know that the official numbers coming out are not accurate. A lot more of Xi's future is resting on how he deals with this epidemic. You know, if the party screws this up, the economic and political repercussions are going to be enormous.
Yeah, they're going to crash the world economy.
They already did. I mean, certainly that's the implication that all of Wenliang's mourners have taken from his martyrdom, that he was killed by the party, essentially. Its unwillingness to allow him to warn all of us about this epidemic and the unwillingness of the party officials inside Wuhan to take seriously the warning that he and other doctors, at least eight of them, were all either jailed or forced to sign these confessions of rumor.
Right. Amazing.
How big a threat is the current coronavirus outbreak? This, through the eyes of a reporter who has worked in over 30 epidemic zones, including SARS in China and Ebola in West Africa. How can coronavirus be transmitted? How virulent is it? And how does it compare with SARS?
Speaker Harman Kardon audio in the most advanced Subaru Outback ever.
Yeah, they try to pop commercials up if they can, you see, on these shows. This is typical stuff that goes on here.
SARS and MERS and the 1918 influenza pandemic. How has the Chinese regime's cover-up of information contributed to the outbreak? And what are the best precautions to avoid infection? This is American Thought Leaders, and I'm Yanya Kelly.
Yeah, I think we covered enough of that for now. Okay, let's see if we can just go on to look at some of the other news here. We want to make sure you understand what's going on. You want to get the first line kit. We also have technologies for blocking the radiation here. Let me see if I can block this too. We'll go back here and look at China. The Beijing cover-up puts the whole world at risk, that's for sure. Let's look down at some other information here. The WHO joins the U.S. in saying that there's no evidence the new virus is a biological weapon. That's not true. They're lying. The WHO is the World Horrors Organization. They're liars. Hospitals and coronavirus, ground zero, lack food, medical supplies. Yeah, and the healthcare people are dying. All 71 remaining cruise ship passengers in Cambodia test negative for coronavirus. Good. But keep them quarantined for 30 days and do a PCR on them and give them antivirals, which we have our nutraceuticals and so on. Make sure they don't spread to someone else, because for every person that's infected, they're going to infect probably at least 7 to 14 more people. And 7% of people that are 17% of people infected are going to get seriously sick and have their CD4 cell count drop or have a cytokine storm and die. Coronavirus outbreaks in China 10 times worse than reported. Yeah, of course. They're lying to us. That's why there's so many bodies being burned at crematoria. We're trying to get our friend Pete Salfani on the air and see if I can get a hold of Pete while we're connecting here. See if I can get Pete on. We tried several times earlier today. See if I can connect with him today and see if he's available to actually come on and talk about this. I got a number from Pete Scafani from Greg Ford, who mentioned that he may be able to come on air and talk about this. We'll see if he's available. Hello, Pete. Answer your phone, please. No, he's not available. Let's see if I can get Greg. I know Greg has been away, so let's see if Greg Ford is available. Because he mentioned about Pete, he gave me his contact number. See if Pete's available here. We can get him on the air, because he'll mention.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Doesn't look like he's answering his phone too. Yeah, he's not available. Diamond Princess, coronavirus cases top 600 in the last day of quarantine. Oh my gosh. Additional 79 passengers. There's over 600 on the Diamond Princess. Elderly man attempts to commit suicide after being denied treatment for coronavirus. Wow. That's unreal. Unbelievable. Beijing to expel Street Journal reporters over coronavirus coverage. Wow. Announced that he revoked the press credentials of the Wall Street. Wow. Three Wall Street Journal reporters have actually had their credentials revoked. Arrest of Harvard professor puts Chinese economic espionage in spotlight. Yeah. The Harvard professor was involved in this, by the way. This is this guy, that we talked about the other day was Greg Ford. I think it was Charles Leibel, who worked involved with the lithium mesh for brain interface, but he also was doing other stuff on nanotechnology for the Chinese. At least 440 travelers denied entry to the U.S. over coronavirus threat. Another hospital director infected with coronavirus in critical condition. All this stuff is really happening. Struggling to survive, civilians resort to self-help in virus-hit Wuhan. Yeah, they basically can't go to work, can't earn money, and can't even go get food or restaurants now. Americans evacuated from China allowed to leave military bases. Yeah, some of them, they need to stay 30 days rather than 15. Two deaths from new coronavirus report in Iran. Beijing enacts quarantine measures in military red regions. They're going to full-level martial law in China. This will probably happen by the summer or maybe early fall in America and the West. Unilever, 3M on list of firms eligible for China loans to erase coronavirus crisis. So financially, it's already going to affect the world. And apparently, 5 million companies affecting 20% of the companies in the world will be affected with a chain of production of products. China threatened to harm tech companies over Taiwan visit. This is ridiculous, you know. Beijing threatened to retaliate against tech companies with operations in Taiwan. Taiwan's a separate country, it's not China. Passengers began leaving quarantine ship as U.S. blocks Americans from returning. Wow. So I think that's enough news today on that. If you want to go over here to my first line defense kit, let's go back here to NutriMedical. And the website is NutriMedical.com. We have our Lumen Photon. We have our technology like our water filtration systems. We have our about 160 NutriMeds technology, including our Sonic Life and other technology that can actually block the frequency with frequency generation. We have, of course, the first line of defense kit. I'm going to go down here and see if I can refresh my page here, so it will show the new nutraceuticals we just launched today, which is the pain away cream. Let's see. We'll see if it'll show that up. And the pain away cream is my new cream that we have just arrived literally yesterday, so we have that now available. Let's see if it'll show up here. And we scratch down. And oops, it's NLP. I'm hoping it'll show up in this little bottle. You can actually have a look at it. This has got four major components in it. It's got MSM, glucosamine, Boswellia serrata, which is frankincense. It has amazing components in it to turn off pain, turn off inflammation, not only to turn off dermatitis, but it is amazing. So let's see if we can roll it down a little lower here. Nanokinase, Nutrimune. Amazing nutraceuticals. I mean, these are really remarkable. You're not going to find these anywhere. Let's see if we can find. Here we are. Pain away cream. Ooh, that's funny. It should show up the picture there. Let me go down to pain away cream and you'll see it on the actual location. The pain away cream is right here. Oh, that's strange. There it is. There's the bottle. Our pain away cream, glucosamine, turmeric cream. It has a curcumin, which is liposomal, MSM, and has frankincense or Boswellia serrata. This is going to take away your pain, inflammation, and so on. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And we will go back, and you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to edit it right now while we're talking and add the picture to it. I can edit it and add the picture right now. Believe it as we're talking. Because somehow the picture is not listed there, so we will have that fixed in just a second here. And if we go down here and publish, what I do is I have to go down. I'm the tech expert on all this stuff here, so we're going to go down to our gallery and add the missing picture here. Add product or gallery images. And I'm sure it already exists, so we'll see what our media library shows. I'm sure it's already in the media library. It's got so many windows open, it's slow today right now. But bear with me, we'll have this up in just a second here. And you'll be able to see the full bottle when you actually upload the product. Wow, is it ever slow. I have to reboot my computer here. Well, I think I'm not going to keep you waiting here, for I'll do this afterwards. So the other product we have is the Superfolate. Ah, there we go. That's part of the problem. It would need to be rebooted here. That's right. It wouldn't show the gallery images here. Media gallery. Wow. I haven't seen this slow for months. So we will count off. We were going to actually go back here to our other website address to see if we can open up this one here. Want you to know that we're available for you. If you get a wellness consult and you want to have a free starter consult, just email me your health problem, say in a couple of sentences or paragraph. I'll give you the starter protocol. If you want me to look at x-rays, MRI, or even discuss complex medical issues with you, you need to sign up with our First Nations Medical Board. Don't ask for complex opinions until I actually have you sign up. And then we start the consultative process when you purchase. 2 time units to start with. Fill in the 11-page intake history form. Send me your lab reports from your doctors and whatever was done already. And then we'll proceed with the consult. But I will give you the starter protocol first and tell you what kind of things to do and call you back. Take care and take action with NutriMedical every day of your life. And thank you for listening today. An amazing show with Johnson Gray. We will be back here again tomorrow, Thursday, with an amazing discussion of many important topics. Tomorrow we have Ryan back for the rest of our A to Z products. Greg Ford back from his vacation. Our Intel agent. Hopefully we'll also get our guy, Pete Squafani, our Intel agent, that knows about what's going on in China. And we'll have Pastor Carl Gallups on, and we'll pop in with also Rob Brazelli, our author of some amazing books about reality.